Blog Talk Radio.
So nobody gonna make you change what you probably don't like anyway. But you, darling, so you might as well.
Right now, singing your favorite song. Look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say, you look good without no makeup, no lashes, even better when you wake up.
Yeah, I'm on the stage right now, singing a toxic song. Looking in the crowd, it's bringing back memories as they sing along. And I say, you look good without no makeup, no lashes. Wanna hit it when you wake up, oh, oh. These bitches too smart to compete with you. I'ma leave her right now, she missing you. Only fucking on her just to get to you. Only fucking on her cause I'm missing you. Gotta pour my syrup and get over you. See you tired of me constantly hurting you. Feel like true love is virtue. Can't deny I bring out the best in you. You know I'm pressed about you. I bring the freak out you. Come from that stress out you. And nobody can be this possessive, nobody can make me this jealous.
I'm on the stage right now, singing your favorite song. Look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say, you look good without no makeup, no lashes, even better when you wake up. I see the look on your face, I see you looking for peace. I see you tired of the hurt, tired of the pain, where you can't get no sleep. I see a tired thinking about if you cheat. See a tired thinking about if you're leaving. See a tired of being so tired. And your damn sure ain't getting even. Somebody who can make it better. Somebody who can open up those gates. Open up those gates to your heart. Only it's your lady. I'm on a stage right now, singing your favorite song. Look in the crowd, you know where to be found as they sing along. I say, you look good without no makeup, no lashes, even better when you wake up.
Another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I first want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 42 countries around the world. I appreciate y'all tuning in, and we're constantly growing with our audience base, and I appreciate it. But if anyone would like to talk to our guests, please hit the one key so I know that you have a question or a comment. If not, you can stay muted and just enjoy the interview. And before we bring on Verna, I just like to say hello to my co-host, Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello, Terry. And another week with you.
Awesome. Oh, you thought no. I love it.
Thank you.
But, yeah.
I'm trying to make you laugh. I'm glad I did, yeah.
Well, you did. You did that, darling. I appreciate it. Tonight, we're going to talk about real estate made simple, because I'll guess I'm going to ask her some questions that people need to know that don't know, because I just had a friend call me today, and she said she just moved, and she's paying $1,700 a month to rent. And I could have, like, oof, my eyes bugged out. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce our guest, Verna Jordan. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. It's so glad to have you here, you know, because everyone, you know, I've had other people in here that were into real estate, but everyone has different questions that I ask them. And this particular interview, I'm going to ask you questions that is going to help benefit the people who are paying this extremely exorbitant rent when they should be even trying to find rent to own or find something, because I can't believe it, because by any rent control, and my friends in Baltimore, they paying $1,700 a month. What happened when next year come, you know, and you're not working and your disability check don't go as far? So with that being said, you know, what should a person do, or when should a person decide it's time to stop paying a landlord and invest in your own?
Well, I think the first thing that anybody needs to do as an individual, you need to look at your own situation. You know, look at your financial situation. You would need to start planning. So the first thing that you need to do is be honest with yourself. Like you said, everything is inflated right now. And so we have to look at the big picture and see, like I said, our financial resources, where we're spending and what we want to pay, you know, in rent versus mortgage. So the first thing you need to do, if you want to buy, you need to get with either a mortgage broker or you can get with your bank, and you need to sit down and be honest with them. Because I think a lot of times people want to buy, but they're afraid to take that leap or that jump because they don't know where they stand as far as credit, like I said, your finances, and how much you can spend in a house. So the first thing you got to do is take that first step, and that's either you can connect with a realtor or you can connect with your bank or a mortgage broker. But you have to be honest with yourself when you do that and take that first step and be open and honest so that you can get the resources and the tools that you need to know where you need to start at.
Right, you're absolutely right. And this is about my fourth home that I own, and I think I need to let people know that, you know, it's just one thing to try to find a home of your own, but let me tell you about the hidden stuff that pops up and you don't expect, you know, because if you don't know, somebody should tell you. And I want people to understand that once they find a home that they want, baby, have $500 because you're going to have to get an appraisal, and have $500 more because you got to get an inspection. And see, the appraisal is to let you know that what the selling price is not overpriced, because if your appraisal comes in lower than what you're trying to purchase it at, the seller has to bring it down. And also the inspection is for those hidden things that you don't know, like under the house, the roof, and everything else. So it's money you got to spend. You got to at least have $1,000, you know, on a credit card or something, because that's something you're going to have to pay. Yeah, because if you don't, man, you're going to be looking for trouble down the road. Stuff is going to pop up, you know, like whether it's plumbing or leaking or whatever. Do the due diligence. If you're moving in, you don't want to have issues with the house falling apart. And then you got to have homeowners insurance and stuff, usually before a lender will even look at you. So, yeah, you got to have a little bit of money put away, or somebody grant you some money or help you out, because it ain't as easy as you think, but I think that it's worth looking into if you're paying to rent $1,700 a month when I'm paying a whole lot less, praise God. And I'm going to get your take on that, Verna.
You're saying my take on as far as paying that amount of rent versus what you would pay for mortgage?
Yes.
Okay. So I agree with you, because when you're rent, it's never going to be yours. Versus when you have a mortgage, you're paying into a mortgage that is going to be yours to own one day. And so I do agree with you that if you're going to pay $1,700 in rent, then I would look into a mortgage where it's going into. It's just different when you're paying into something that you know that you're paying towards that you're going to own, that you can leave for, you know, your children, your family, or whoever, you know, versus I'm like, sort of check for something that, you know, I'm not going to own.
I can throw you out, too. Anytime they want, they get out of my property, then you stuck looking stupid.
Absolutely.
No, I'm not trying to push that on nobody. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I want to piggyback off of that and say this too, though. But now also in buying a home, you need to make sure that that's the area that you want to live in. Because I do have some people that come to me sometimes and ask me if I have rental properties available or if I know any rental properties in the area. And that's because sometimes they don't have a long-term goal or even, you know, they may not be in the area that long. So they may just want to rent something. And so what I'm saying, if you do want to buy, you need to make sure that this is the area that you want to live in. Or maybe you just want to buy this, like you said before, when we were talking earlier, as an investment property. So maybe you want to just buy this investment property. And then, you know, you can do what you want to do with that investment property.
Well, Vernon, I'm going to say this since you mentioned that. I know the area you want. You know, a good piece of advice is also the area that you want to move in, go check it out during the daytime and go check it out at night. Because like they say, the freaks come out at night, you know, everybody might be at work or in school, you know, and at nighttime, they might be out there boozing up out in the street, hooping and howling. Check it out at different times of the day.
I agree with that. Yep, I agree. That's an advice I do give too. As a matter of fact, when I bought my home, that's one of the things that I did, same thing that you said. I rolled in the daytime, night. I would pull up in the driveway, sit outside, just pay attention, you know, to what's going on. So I do agree with that.
Okay, well, Chris got a question for you, darling.
Okay. Yes, my question for you, Verna, is what advice do you have for first time for people who are renting or buying for the first time and who are nervous? Or do you have the same advice for people who rent and buy? I don't know. Go ahead.
Now, you said that when they're nervous to – so if they're renting and they're nervous to step over into the buying,
or if they've never written, or if they've never rent or bought before, you know, they've never done either one, but they're nervous.
Okay,
what you're saying,
Chris, he's talking about somebody who's never ever had to rent property or decide to have a mortgage, you know. So if you've been somewhere else where you didn't have to pay anything, he's talking about somebody stepping out on their own for the first time.
Well, I think that with any time that we make a decision like that and we're not, if it's something that you have not done, if we can be honest, you're always going to be a little nervous, especially if it's something that you have never done before. And so that's what I was saying earlier, is that if you're ready to venture into that, whether it's renting or buying, you got to take a leap. And you're going to be nervous. It's a nervous move because you don't know what to expect. But if you connect with somebody, you know, whether, like I said, you can, because we have, as realtors, we have people call us all the time about renting, and they also call us about buying. And so the nervousness is going to come, but I think once you sit down and talk to somebody, that helps with that nervousness. Because if you don't know, you got to start somewhere. And, you know, so if you take that leap and jump and then just get connected and just sit down and talk, I think it helps with that nervousness. And like I said, that's
Yeah, that's true. Well, Ms. Verna, you got some people on the call, on the line, who want to talk to you. And anybody else, if y'all want to ask a question, hit the 1 key and I'll open up your mic. So the first caller, Mike, I'm opening up. The last 4 digits of your number is 4035. Who are you and what's your question?
My name is Blue Laser.
And
I'm awesome. Malaysia.
Oh, that's a beautiful name. Go on, girl. I know Malaysia. I like that. Shut the front door.
Thank you,
girl.
Nice. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful name.
So
what's your question?
Really have a question. I just wanted to support my friend. She just sent me a text and told me she was going to be on tonight. I'm like, let me jump in here. So I love Verna to pieces.
Oh, you're a good thing. Thank you, Malaysia.
Thank
you,
Malaysia.
You
want
to give a shout out to while you on the air?
I'm sorry, say that for one more time.
I said, Malaysia, is there anyone that you would like to give a shout-out to while you're on the air? Because you know you're broadcasting in 42 countries around the world.
Oh, yeah. Let me shout out to my grandma. She no longer is living, but I carry her with me everywhere, every day.
That's right.
Shout out for her to instilling everything in me. And also big shout out to God for even bringing Verna into my life. I'm also a real estate agent, and me and Verna met on my first ever real estate deal. And we have been close ever since. So I love just hearing her talk about real estate.
I hear you, baby. Now you go out there in Malaysia and make that $1 million off that real estate, because it can be done. Belong to that million-dollar club. Yes.
Girl, I ain't trying to toot my own horn. I already made it.
Oh, okay. Go on. Get it. That's all right. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was going to give her a shout out. Yeah, Malaysia is very awesome realtor as well. I was going to give her a shout out too, but she already put it out there. And so she's amazing. And our connection has been amazing in the real estate world. And that's one thing about being a realtor. You do meet awesome people that's genuine, sincere, and that we try to help each other along the way. So I appreciate you.
Okay, well, we got another caller for you, Verna. And this caller, last four digits is 3645. State your name and state your comment or your question.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Noreen Alexander. I'm also a friend of Verna. She's one of my
friends
ever.
Doing,
I'm doing well. I'm calling from the great city, Phoenix City and state of Alabama.
I just
wanted to let you know, thank you for your platform, and thank you for having her on today. And I also wanted to just make a comment for someone renting out property and a homeowner as well. And I think one of the things that I think people need to start with is making sure that their credit and things of that sort is up to par, because that's very important, because that will make a difference on your interest rate when you're buying a home as well. I know a lot of people, you know, come to me about, you know, how did you get this far with your home and this and that. And the first thing I tell them that you have to prepare, like Verna said, and you have to save up for it, but you also got to be honest with yourself and get your credit right, you know. So that's very, very, very good information that she gave out earlier today as well. So I'm just so proud of her again, and just wanted to thank you for giving her the opportunity.
Let me ask you a question. Noreen, are you along with Malaysia and Verna in the Million Dollar Club?
No, I'm not a realtor, but I do insurance. I'm in sales. So
on
the insurance side.
because it's nice networking with millionaires.
Yeah, it is nice networking with them, and nice having realtors and knowing and learning the market and things of that sort, because what we're going through right now, I have a son. I know I share my story with Verna a lot. I have a son that's in Atlanta right now. He's paying $1,200 to $1,300 a month, and it's just ridiculous. And I've been on him about buying, you know, looking, and it just I don't know if it's going to go down, to be honest. So the rental market right now is, you know, it's booming if you're in it, but if you have to rent, it's not booming.
Maybe sometime y'all get a fixer-upper. But we got some more calls that we got to get
on
this line. Thank you so much, Noreen, for being on the call.
Thank you.
Anytime. Now, we have another caller that want to talk to you, Ms. Verna, and their last four digits is 0424. What's your name, and you got the floor.
Miss Terry, you should know your brother. This Teddy Jackson, how are you all?
Hey, darling. I don't know the number, Davis. Shoot.
I know. I'm going to call you later on your cell, because we're coming to see you. But I'm going to get the business right quick. I'm so proud to have heard my homegirl, Noreen, voice, who I love. And I'm so proud of Verna. But the question that I have, when you all are selling a home and there has mm-hmm. been a suicide in the home or a murder in the home, and a consumer asking the history of the home and you all know about it, do you have to tell the customer where we once had a murder in the home, or is that something they have to research for themselves?
That's a good question.
Yeah, well, because you want to be honest. You do want to be honest. But you don't have to go into, like, details, you know. So you do want to be honest about the home.
But is it required? Is it required the realtors tell them if they know, or is it not required?
If we know to tell them, but we don't have to go into detail, you know, about
okay.
Well, does it affect the price of the house? If it is a murder in there or something, does it affect the price going down, maybe?
I don't, that's something that you would have to negotiate with. I mean, we can't say, like, okay, well, we can take the price down. That's something that the buyer and the seller would have to negotiate on the contract. Because, you know, you've already wrote up the contract, you agreed to the contract, and so that's something that will have to be negotiated between the seller and the buyer.
One thing I know, and this is to be true, and it's just because I policed 34 years, when you're in a high-end district, a lot of things are not talked about, but if you're in a low-income area, yeah, they will. But in a high-income area, because they're trying to sell businesses to come to that area, attract major businesses to a certain area, or even real mm-hmm. estate, they tend to want to keep that quiet. And I was just wondering, was it a law if the people asked you, did y'all have to tell them? If you don't know, you don't know. But I know, you know, that's have been done before.
Well, Vernon, do you, when you get a house that you're going to sell, do you try to find a background of the house, or you just go by square footage and what the seller want to sell it for? Do you even look into it, or you just get the property, somebody say they want to sell, and that's all as far as you go, and you just try to sell it? You don't sit there and do the background? That's a good question you asked, though. I still would like to know the answer to that.
Yeah, that's not, like, we do a seller consultation. And so when they say they want to buy, I sit down and I talk to my seller. I ask about the home. You know, I kind of do my own research as far as the area, and that's one thing that he was saying. Now, that's not something that when we list the house, I'm going to say, well, you know, this happened over here. For instance, I had someone, and I know we're talking about listing, but I had someone that wanted to buy a home in Columbus one time. And she wanted to buy the home, and she did her research in that area. And that was one of the things. We was actually under contract. I didn't know, you know, about the home when she was trying to buy. She gave me certain requirements that she wanted in a home. And that's something that I asked my buyers, you know, what are they looking for in a home? Is a certain area that they want to be in? You know, just different requirements. Well, that wasn't something that she stated. But when we went under contract for that particular area, she did such as, like, well, Teddy was saying earlier, you know, like, that information is available, you know. And so she did her research, and that was one of the reasons we were still in her due diligence period, and she ended up terminating the contract. Now, I didn't have to tell the seller why she terminated, because that's not required when, you know, you're in your due diligence. But, of course, she told me the reason why that she was terminating that contract. She did not want to live in that area because of the high crime rate.
Wow. That's good that she did her homework. But, you know, that also makes me think about people, because everybody's different, people that's into the occult and witchcraft. And have you ever had a house that, you know, had pentagrams on the wall or floors or whatever, and you knew someone that remodeled the house before you put it up for sale? Because most realtors I know got people who are contractors in their back pocket who do a lot of remodeling and stuff, you know. So have you ever had a situation like that? You had somebody who was into some kind of freaky stuff, you know, like, you know, the dark side and stuff, and you sold that property?
No, I haven't had that to happen. And,
haunted houses and stuff?
Mm-mm. I haven't had that to happen. I mean, I'm not going to say it would never happen to me, but I have not had that to happen. And just going back on the other earlier what Teddy asked, I want to correct myself if I said it wrong, but it's not lawful for us to, I think you asked me that, Teddy, about disclosing that.
Yeah, but also your clients, and it ain't necessary that you necessarily have to do, but any of the clients or anyone can call any police department and ask the crime rate in that area.
Right.
Now, the police department will tell you the truth. You know, you'll get people that's trying to sell a house or commercial property quite naturally. They might not tell you everything, but you can call the police department, and they will tell you whether it's a high crime area or a low crime area or medium. But I'm going to get off. I'm so proud of Vernal, Tara, me and Sarah love you.
Love
and proud
you,
how
they
good your radio station doing.
Yes,
and Noreen, I want to see if Noreen's still listening. I want to see you soon. And Malaysia, if that's the same Malaysia, our folks, I want to say hello to her as well. Okay, well, love y'all. I'm gonna continue listening.
Thank
you. All right,
you.
Well, your show's about almost over. We got about 4 minutes and counting. So we went through that half hour quick. So Chris, it's your opportunity to ask a question real quick before we have to let Mrs. Verna Jordan go.
Okay, now I guess this is my last question. So would you agree, Verna, with all the other real estate agents that, you know, spring and summer are months, the spring and summer months are the best times to sell or rent a house? Or no, you don't agree with that?
I don't. I think any time is the best time to sell
anytime.
Or buy. But, however,
okay.
though, we do times of the year that we do see that we have more buyers than other times of the year. But I think if you're ready to go and you're ready to buy, then, yeah, we can make it happen.
Okay, real quick, I got a question for you, Verna. I know on TV when people are showing property to people, they give them three options. They show them three houses, and that's it. You know, and I know that when you're taking your clients around, you're paying for the gas, back and forth, and you get these people who are so indecisive, and they don't know what they're going to do. What is your cutoff for how many times you're going to take somebody to see a house before you say, I'm done?
Well, you know what, for me, and I can only speak for Verna, I have not done that to any client. So I have some clients that I meet, and like you said, like what you see on TV, you show them three properties and they select one and they're ready to go. One of the things about me, I don't, like I have some clients that I have been working with them over a year before we found the house. But what I do for those clients is that we go back and look at what we discussed initially. So there may be some things that we need to sit down and look over again to help us decide what they want. But I don't just completely cut them off. Because like I said, there could be different situations. And so that's one thing about me. If you come to me and you say that you want to buy, I'm in it to win it with you. And so some people, like I said, three houses, they're good to go. And then there's some people it takes some time. And because of my story with buying a home, how my process went, when I became an agent, I made a promise to myself that I would not turn anybody away, regardless if they buy fast, if it takes them long term, unless I absolutely have to. And that means that something bad has happened, I don't have a choice to. But because of my story, I walked the journey with them.
Okay, well, Verna, real quick, I got to say, we're down to seconds now, and you still got callers on the line. We're going to have to do a part two, darling, because I hate to have people with their hand up and I can't get to them because time has ran out. Ms. George,
okay.
You know, you had the switchboard lit up, girl, so we're going to have to talk off the air about doing a part two because you got a lot of people with their hands up, and I'm so sorry. It's Verna's fault, you know?
Oh. I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I thank you, and I thank Malaysia, Noreen, Teddy, you know, the other call I didn't get to. God bless you. Please, we're going to schedule part two in November.
Yes.
And come back, and we'll get to you. You know, and Verna, thank you, darling, for spending this Friday with me and Chris because, you know, this is a party weekend, you know, everything is on and popping. The weather haven't gotten funky yet, so, you know.
Well, thank you.
anytime. I love you. You take care and call me. We got to talk. And everybody, thank you. Have a safe weekend, and we'll talk soon. Everybody, be blessed in the Lord. And this is a wrap.